don't you roll intelligence, Torque?
One.
You got nothing. Welcome back to Blind Wave Plays Dungeons & Dragons, 5th edition.
So this is calling?
I don't know.
It's a long title, Rick.
Who knows what it's called?
It's like Torchbearer Academy.
This is the Torchbearer Academy arc.
Well, good. That's where we're at.
We'll see if we get past it, if it'll be an arc two. I want you guys to imagine, we watch a lot of TV, and there's like last time on.
Previously.
Yeah.
On D&D.
So what did your characters do previously on D&D?
Well, we had a battle with some fake goblins because it was like a vision thing. We were looking for things.
You just cut to the end.
Oh, I thought
I told you I wanted a summary. Are you asking me?
All right, do a summary.
Previously, Elor met three weird individuals and found a bunk and then went to class where he learned about bullets in a bestiality class. And then he continued on to an alchemy class where he witnessed Thane stealing some items. And then we went on to our orientation to where we learned of a almost scavenger hunt kind of ordeal.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then my item the quickest.
Then the crew of let's see, Elor, Thane, Torque, and the unknown guy split up and all found a cloak, Brew.
Which I shared with the chef.
Shane had to help an individual with some animals.
He had to watch a dog.
And then the other guy had to get a book. So we found all those items, went and found an illusion dungeon, and then completed the task in there and found the magical stone that we were supposed to find. And I believe that's where we ended, right?
Yeah.
And Torque and Thane also had a delicious breakfast.
We did. Torque and Thane developed a kind of a good rapport. Mm. I think that's all, working together, it's hard to go through like battle and not bond a little bit.
Yeah. Sure. And you have a puppy.
I have a puppy named Mercury.
A blank dog.
Yes.
And now Elor has a pet cloak.
Does that have a name?
I don't even know what the creature's called.
Doctor Strange called his cloak.
It has a name again.
I don't remember. It's like five syllables.
The Shroud of
Agamotto. Yeah, that's the eye.
I want to somehow incorporate it into my cloaky costume and just wear that, and then
it
comes off and does its stuff. That'd be kind of cool.
I mean, you can. It can look like anything.
Really?
Pretty much.
I might do that. That'd be cool.
Okay.
All right. So, you guys passed your first assignment with flying colors. You were the first to complete the scavenger hunt, if you will.
Wait, there's a rival group with a girl with a badass, right?
Mm, yes.
It's just your imagination.
That's exactly how I described her.
Yeah.
There's a rival group with a girl with a fat ass.
She has half white hair, half red hair. There's some kind of birdman,
yes.
Some kind of bard.
Yes.
And a fourth one I cannot remember.
That was the woman I think Shane was describing.
Oh.
Hawthorne.
That's the fat ass woman. Who's the red and white?
It's Mika, Sophia, Harrison, and
Chirp and Mecca.
Yeah.
Mecca Hawthorne.
Mika. Mika Hawthorne. Yeah.
That's two E's.
I wrote that down wrong.
Well, my E looks like a C.
I heard Mecca.
I heard Mecca.
When we watch an anime, we're all trying to figure out how to spell something.
So, which is the one with half white, half red?
Sophia.
Sophia.
Sophia the first.
Wallenstein.
Mika is the other one?
Yes. Okay. All right. So, it's been a couple uneventful days.
Okay.
You now find yourselves again in the blinding white alchemy lab. Mm. Hearing a lecture from Professor Sharp.
Yep.
He's lecturing on augmentation potions, but he seems to frequently lose his place, his train of thought. He's talking about things, but he'll stop for a few seconds and then start talking about something else. You're having a really tough time following exactly what he's lecturing on.
He's the guy that's always cold.
Yep.
Yes. He has a ring that keeps him cold.
The alchemist.
Can you guys roll insight checks?
I've had them for a while, but they're elven dice! What does it say? 15.
That's why I hate them. That's why I hate all elven dice.
We do the 10.
What was it? Insight?
A 20.
That's a 12 in
insight, yeah.
Damn. Minus 1 is my modifier.
I have an 18.
I got 4!
I have 11.
11.
In the jail already.
Insight?
Okay.
You got a 4?
Yeah, and a minus 1 modifier.
So 3?
No, we got a 5.
Oh,
turn it to 4.
I have 18.
I had 14.
I had 12.
I don't think I was paying attention. My character.
No.
You're still thinking about, like, breakfast?
All right, so you two, he seems distracted, like something else is weighing on his mind. Something heavy.
Something.
You notice, at first he seems to be staring blankly into space during those long pauses, but you notice he always seems to be staring in the direction of him.
Of this guy?
Yeah, as if whatever he's thinking about involves him.
Interesting. I probably noticed because I was paying attention to most of class.
I'm not looking at the professor, I'm looking at you, I'm like, bothering him.
Okay.
All right, so he goes on for a little longer, and then eventually says, class dismissed. Except, I need to see you four after class.
God damn it.
What?
Guys...
I didn't do anything.
Should pay attention.
Keep getting me in trouble.
You four, I have an assignment.
Oh.
In 2 days' time, I need you to go and gather some ingredients. It's also a test of your... adaptability, your ability to think on your feet.
Okay,
good at that.
You're gonna need to go into Fartide Forest. You'll receive the ingredients list the day of. It'll take at least 3 days, so pack accordingly. Be sure to bring vials, glass droppers, bags, and jars to hold the ingredients in.
But sir, I don't have any of those. Can we use yours?
Of course.
Buy
them. I thought I took some from that class at one time.
And that's a secret.
But they're full of stuff. You need empty ones.
Yeah.
Just dump them in the bathtub.
They're valuable chemicals.
You can't... Are you, you're not saying that out loud, are you?
No.
Because you stole them from him.
Yeah.
He's just mumbling.
What the heck are you talking about?
Why just us for this? Less, is this a lesson? Do we get credit?
Yes. A most valuable lesson.
Oh, okay. Does everybody else get a lesson?
Yes. Okay. Everyone will make their way into the forest at some point.
Interesting. Okay.
Why are we first?
Probably because we got their scavenger hunt stuff back first.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
Can I say awesome? Is that a good thing for a...
You gotta say,
what else to say?
You gotta say in your accent, though.
We're
awesome.
Totally awesome, man.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Awesome's a weird word to try to say, man.
Awesome.
I'm not gonna say awesome anymore. Because
say
we're,
brilliant.
Because we're brilliant. Brilliant. Yeah, I don't want to say that one. There's no Leviosa. But I feel like my character would be the one that would do that.
That is my mom. Okay, well, kind of 3 days. 3 day camping trip. That sounds fun.
At least 3 days. We gotta pack accordingly.
What is the list of supplies that we must gather?
Didn't you listen? He said
yeah,
we'll
jars,
get the list
vials,
on the day
and bags.
We leave.
Yeah. Just bags, jars, vials. The day we leave, he'll let us know.
We're not we're not getting bags, jars, and vials.
For Tide Forest.
We'll borrow one. Yeah.
Before you leave, I just need a few measurements, if I could.
Measurements?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. He starts taking out like a flexible ruler. He starts to measure each of you, like your heights.
Okay.
I whistle and my cloak flies off so that he can get accurate measurement without leading the way.
If you could also all please step on the scale, please.
I approach the scale, look around. My right foot on, my left foot.
I look at the scale, start walking towards it, contemplate if I really want to do it, then left, then right.
I just get on the scale.
We don't know if you walked, if you flew, or if you jumped.
Get on the scale.
Roll for how tall I am.
That's already a decided.
15.
What?
15 inches.
Best of luck.
All right.
Okay. I wonder why he had to measure us.
We could always ask him.
Is it going to be cold? Maybe they have to give us like
cold
winter clothes.
It's a fertile forest. I mean, I'm sure it's
Fartide.
Fartide.
Fertide.
Fartide. Fertide. That would make sense.
Fertide.
Yeah.
It's cold because you gotta wear furs.
What else could it be?
I imagine since we're in a similar region.
We leave.
We just.
When do you say we leave?
2 days.
2 days.
We leave in 2 days for 3 days.
Possibly three at the
it's
least.
It's a 3 day journey.
At the least.
Yeah. Alright. Is it 3 days one way?
The soonest you could be back is in 3 days.
Okay. I guess if they're gonna head out, I'm gonna get the vials or whatever that I can borrow from the teacher.
Okay.
What's his name? Mr. Sharp, right?
Yes, Professor Sharp.
Hello, you got it. Get that for all of us.
I've gathered the vials.
Okay.
I'll gather all the vials.
We're going back to breakfast again.
What?
Are you getting the bags and the jars?
Yes.
Okay.
I would also like to collect a few extra for myself.
Sure.
He says you'll need a glass dropper as well. And these ingredients will be harvested from
jars,
plants and animals.
Vials. Jars, vials, glass dropper.
All right, so you have some time before Gut Splitter's class. Okay. Is there anything that you want to do, or we can jump straight there?
Well, I thought maybe we can get to know each other.
You can get to know each other. You can talk to other students or upper-level students to see if they know anything about Fartide Forests or look it up.
Well, I'm going to carry all these vials and droppers back to my room. I'm not going to just carry them the rest of the day in a class. I also got to make sure that we have a way of taking them so that we don't break them on the way.
Need any help?
Sure.
Okay. I help. I gather things and don't break any.
You just put them in your beard?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like packing.
It's like cushion, Cushioning. Peter cushion.
So that can be an excuse to go back to our dorm, or whatever it's called, to put stuff away.
Let's all
and start.
Okay.
Let's all go. Make sure we got our stuff. Make sure there.
Are you going to follow us to the dorm, sir?
I suppose so.
Okay. I introduced myself, and I was rude at, and I asked for your name. So let me try it again, and not be so rude this time. I'm Thane.
I'm Vulcan Ildemar. I prefer not to touch.
It's fine. Well, I'm sorry, how do you spell it?
Vulcan.
Okay.
Why don't you like the touch, Vulcan?
It's a personal choice, one which I would prefer not to divulge.
Okay.
Well, you got a mask on.
He does.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Okay, I did not know that.
Mask, similar to like a plague doctor's mask.
Okay.
Yeah, he kind of just got
like eye holes.
Yeah.
About.
And like a heavy fitted cloak almost.
Okay, okay.
Bulge on my back.
Like Quasimoto?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
Does that mask get hot?
Extremely.
Why don't you take it off?
Certain physical.
Well, don't be rude, Torque.
Traits necessitate the mask. Mm. For mine and your safety.
Oh, okay. Not a good-looking man, are you?
I rip
you.
Not.
Don't really like to touch
you. You just instantly die.
Where are you from?
From an ancient realm, one that no longer exists.
Georgia.
Georgia?
I haven't divulged my backstory. You know what I mean? So,
Well, when you introduced yourself, you said you were from Celestia.
Yes. But I was kind of vague, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you like to do for fun? You know, why are you at the school?
To learn.
What are your end goals? Most people come here for a reason.
Well, what's your reason, Thane?
I just want to learn as well.
Hmm. Just like a general sense of learning?
I mean, I want to increase my knowledge of the arts.
Hmm. Why are you here, Torque?
Well, I didn't have a whole lot of options. A man came to me and he had heard my stories and offered to pay my way to come here, and I really just didn't really think about it. I thought it sounded like something interesting. I don't really know where I'm going to go in life, but I got to go somewhere. I met you fine fools.
You skipped over Vulcan.
Vulcan, is there anything you want us to know about yourself that we should know?
I'm here to learn amongst fine fellows such as yourselves. I'm sure we will exceed.
Okay, sounds good.
What's your favorite thing you've learned so far? Is it the squirrel named Robin?
What?
My friend. From when I was living in the woods.
Or was it a Robin named Squirrel?
It was a squirrel named Robin.
Yeah, that's right. That's my favorite thing so far. That and the bullets.
I'm trying to understand everyone's personality so we can piece everything together to be the most effective that we can be.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta be honest, fellas. It seems like with us rooming together and going all these classes together, like, it seems like our success at this place relies on each other.
Or no shit.
I didn't know that coming in. I thought I was just going to a school. It's not like I go, you know, to my little dwarf elementary school and my buddy messed up and I can't graduate, you know?
Allure, what do you think? Allure.
Allure?
Yeah.
About what? About being in a group?
Yeah.
It's weird for me, but if our fates are intertwined, then that's what it'll be.
Anything that we should know about you?
Nothing specifically. I grew up in the woods after being exiled from my tribe.
What were you exiled?
There was a curse that was blamed on me.
But it wasn't you.
That's what I've been told.
You've been told it wasn't you?
I was, yes.
Why do they think it was you?
I came across these powers, and that's how I get my wild shit.
I think I was murdered, I'm really innocent. You know what I mean? Now you're at the school, you know?
And now I'm here trying to perfect my abilities and find the true cause of my tribe's curse.
Okay, alright.
So what are your powers? Like, we're all here for it. Because we have these powers. What are yours?
Do you remember when I turned into that rat?
You know, I thought you turned into a rat, but I didn't want to offend you. I don't see very well sometimes.
I wasn't sure about you just disappeared. Oh, rat!
Hey, are you a rat?
You just called him an ugly person.
I was joshing. Seriously, though, you can turn into a rat.
I have many shapes.
What are the shapes you got?
A tiger?
Not yet. I'm still working on that.
How does that work?
I gain these abilities from a spirit in the forest.
Okay.
Which spirit?
I don't know. I've never seen it again. And that's what they blame the curse on, but I believe that not to be true.
So you're basically exiled because you're clumsy.
No. I was trying to heal people.
Yeah.
Can you turn anything that can fly?
No, I cannot.
That would be useful. That's good to know.
Is that something you can work on?
Hopefully.
Okay.
Like, how do you do that? Like, do you turn like half a bird? And you're working on it? You turn into a full bird?
I've never turned into a bird.
Yeah, maybe if you can get us a list of some of the things
I've
that you can
like
turn into.
Rats.
That way
we have badgers.
Badgers.
A deer.
Honey badger? Those things are vicious.
They are pretty vicious.
What about aquatic? Something aquatic?
No, not yet either.
Okay, so nothing aquatic.
Not even snakes.
Nothing that can fly. Okay.
I'm swimming and flying I have trouble with right now.
Okay. Same thing for me in real life.
Swimming.
And flying.
Well, if you're here, you probably have a power, too. What's your power?
Well, I just think quickly on my feet.
That's...
My power is keeping you alive.
That's a great power. Lucky for me. You're on my team.
His power literally is keeping us alive. He's the paladin.
Yeah.
He's the healer.
Well, you can do some healing.
I have some healing as well, and I also have some nature capabilities. That's a hard one.
I could just read my attributes to you.
What are you talking about? What are attributes?
I've dabbled in healing. Also, I'm a martial arts and weapons expert. Yes.
Now, I know when
I can't turn into an animal. But,
yeah, that's great.
But I can talk to them.
I know whenever these acts, whenever they showed up in the world, you know. We have to differentiate them from like normal magic to these superpowers and stuff. So maybe you're still trying to find out what yours is.
Trying to discover myself at this school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, time's wasting. I believe we need to get to Gutspiller's class.
Oh, I didn't realize we were to stand here.
Well, we've already put away the vials while you were talking.
Okay. All right. So you do so, and you head back. Gutspiller is there. Starts to give his lecture. Today we talk about cockatrices. You'll never guess what those bit off me.
Your fingers?
That's right!
Isn't that the snake chicken thing?
Ah, he draws a picture.
Whoa!
Damn.
Snake chicken thing.
I mean, it looks like a raptor.
Yeah, it's like a hybrid of a lizard, a bird, and a bat.
Elor, you need to turn into that!
Foul things, let me tell you. Their bites turn you to stone!
Stone?
Stone?
Indeed.
Are they native to this region?
They are.
Okay.
Yes, they're quite prolific.
Has there ever been any sightings?
Well, let me tell you about my first encounter.
Okay.
With the cockatrices. I was hired by this village. Their animals were being killed. They thought it was wolves. But I found some of the creatures drug off. They had been turned to stone. And then one morning I found one of the creatures lying dead. As if it died of a heart attack or some sort of disease in the chicken coop. After examining it, I found a few things about it. I was able to research. It was indeed a cockatrice. Apparently, the only known creature immune to their bite is a weasel. They're very quick. They can fly for short distances. Think like a turkey,
okay.
Something like that. They're quite stealthy. And they rely on that mainly to get their prey. They also eat berries, things like that. Normally, they only eat things that are small that they can swallow whole, like rats.
Can I see that picture again?
Yeah.
That's an omnivore.
The problem is they are extremely aggressive. Anything that they see, they will try to take down, even if they're not going to eat it.
So pray tell, how did you survive the bite, only losing a finger?
I cut the finger off before the petrification had a chance to... Flow through my body.
Sir, which finger was it?
This one!
It was the last one on my right hand.
Got me down on my prime.
You saved that one.
Is this going to be on the final?
Sir, did you kill the creature?
They hunt in packs. I killed the pack.
The whole pack?
Five of them.
How'd you kill them?
Well, without the element of surprise, and if you know what you're dealing with, they're not too difficult to take down. A mix of bows and blows dealt with them easily.
What is it about the weasel that makes them immune?
No one knows. It's the only creature that has ever been bitten that is known that hasn't turned to stone. It's speculated dragons are also immune, but no one has seen such a thing. It's only speculation.
Okay. Now, has there ever been any experiments done with, like, weasel pelts used in clothes to maybe...
Not that I know of.
Armor? Maybe it's the actual creature itself.
You would need a lot of weasels to make armor.
That's how I was just wondering as well. Weasels. It's a good idea.
And just for you, Torque, we need at least 10.
No.
Well,
you're immune.
Might be worse.
You can turn a weasel, right?
I'm not a weasel.
I heard you're going hunting into Fartide Forest.
Yeah, we are.
So maybe find some weasels there.
Oh, okay.
There are definitely cockatrices there.
Cool. Okay.
Keep our eye out for some weasels.
So what all do you know of Fartide Forest?
Well, I'm not sure how much I'm supposed to say, but...
Whatever you want.
Well, the basic idea of it is cursed. It works on a tidal system. The outer rim of the forest... life ebbs and flows through it. In a 12-hour cycle, all life will wither away several miles in, around 30. And then as the tide shifts, life will basically resurrect.
Okay.
So you'd best be quick to get to the epicenter of the forest.
Like all life?
Yeah.
Like the cockatrices?
Like us?
The animals have adapted. They know... when the tides are coming and going. Most things live in the center of the forest, but some things will scavenge out.
So if it's in the forest, it goes to the center and then comes back out?
It goes 30 miles in and then it goes 30 miles out.
But there's still an area
in the
middle.
There's a huge amount of forest inside that.
Okay.
So my question is, if we're walking through it during the cycle, will we be vanquished?
It will drain your life energy.
Okay, all right.
Slowly, but it is fatal.
Only I could fly.
Have any humans or other intelligent beings survived after the tide ebbs?
Well, it will start to wither away at you. If you can escape it, if you can run past it, because it goes in, you will shake off the effects. But if stuck in it too long, you will die.
How long?
Depends on the person.
We're gonna be stuck in a battle royale.
I could have been in the world. I was gonna say just Fortnite. Like battle royale.
Yeah. If there was other like students in there, I feel like that's what it would be like. We're all running in there. We gotta keep moving. How quickly do the tides shift?
12 hours.
Like is it
12 hours for 30 miles?
And they go, whoosh, or is it 12 hours and they're pushing in slowly?
Yes,
or?
Slow.
Like over that course of 12 hours.
Think of it in the memory returns when they're outrunning the sun.
So,
the
at 12 hours, it starts going...
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure, like, at 12 hours, it go... you know?
The whole 30-mile radius just fills up with water.
Well, like, how long does it... is that take an hour for it to shrink in?
So it's just turned into a desert.
You know?
You can think of it like a tide. You know, it slowly goes out till it reaches its peak, and then it slowly comes in.
Okay.
But usually, like, once it hits its peak, it starts coming back in immediately, right?
Which it does.
Okay, so does it take 12 hours for it to go out?
Yeah.
And then once it does, it takes 12 hours for it to come back in. Okay, so it is.
Is Fartide known for anything special there you can't find anywhere else?
Well, certain creatures have adapted to this phenomenon. Mm. So a lot of creatures are much faster than you might find them otherwise in order to outrun this thing. Mm. It hasn't always been that way.
So basically, the center of the forest, like, it's got to be kind of its own ecosystem. Because it was probably isolated from most of the world for things dare not venture into that 30-mile thing.
Yes. Few things enter, few things leave.
Okay.
Torque looks down at his notes, confused, looks up and says, why doesn't it affect the weasels?
Yes. The weasels.
Yeah. I wrote down that they're unaffected.
By the cockatrice's bite. Not by the forest.
Oh, so the weasels are completely affected by the tide.
I would imagine so.
Okay.
I've never carried a weasel with me into the forest. Might be a worthy experiment.
How many times have you made this journey?
Oh, dozens of times. We have to go and rescue students from time to time.
Did you take a weasel next time just to see
I
what
should.
Happens?
It's a good idea.
Thanks.
Gold star.
So once you're in the center of this forest, what's it like? What's it comparable to? It can't be
like an ancient fey forest. There's a lot of fey creatures about.
Fey.
Elven.
Okay.
Magical. Fairies.
Your
unicorns.
The blink dog, I believe, is a fey creature.
Blink dog.
And even magical creatures aren't immune to the effects of the tide.
Some are.
Okay.
Weasels?
Again, experiment. It's best that you learn these things yourself. Then they'll stick.
That's why I'm here.
Elor just kind of puts his head down.
Yeah, you don't have this though, do you? Cold star.
You hear some of the other groups like snickering and things.
What's, is there any like non-threatening, beautiful, like,
Big
Fey, big
beautiful flora here, like some kind of rare flowers that we can't find outside the forest.
Flowers are not my specialty, son.
Do we have a botany teacher?
You have the alchemy teacher, you might know.
You have an alchemist. You have the guy with the blink dog who is like a wildlife expert.
Okay. Yes. I want to go talk to him.
Okay.
Can I be dismissed, sir?
You leave before?
No.
Just take notes for me.
You got a test to take.
You don't want to take my notes. It just says weasel.
You just can't write weasel over and over. That's all you wrote.
He talks for a few minutes more, and you are then dismissed.
Okay.
It's lunchtime.
Are you still there?
I don't have time for lunch.
Yo, Tom, what are you going to do?
Reach in my pouch. I pull out a hand of twerk. A little berry. This is a good berry. Sustains you for a whole day, and can heal you one hit point. I don't know. Yeah, it can heal you.
We'll see about that. Takes his pencil. Hits his arm. It still hurts. So did I take damage?
You used the pencil.
You want to stab yourself with a pencil? Or you should, like, I don't know, roll a d4. I don't know. Which
one you take a hit point, but then you heal a hit point.
Okay, yeah. So I'm back up to 18.
So,
well, thank you. Yeah. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now you waste it.
I'll pass it. Elor passes around. He gives another one to Torque. Two to Thane. Two to Vulcan.
So, Torque, when you ate it,
yeah,
it looked like there was your skin started closing over it almost like a spider web until
okay.
It was whole.
Oh, that's disgusting.
He actually hands one more to Torque as well. So, you have two. Everyone should have two.
And you take his pencil.
Thank you.
I will be keeping this for later.
I'm going to go to the gentleman with whatever his name was.
Okay.
Where I got the dog from.
Is the dog following around school?
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. I have my cloak.
Not a dog.
It's a cloak.
Yeah, but I have a cloak.
A dog's cool.
Count Dooku has a cloak. Come on.
What's cooler, Doctor Strange or fucking...
Hey, you can't just say Doctor Strange. All right. Huh? False, sorry, that's a fair comparison.
What were you going to say, the person that has a dog? John Wick?
Fungin
John Wick!
Will Smith is I Am Legend.
Yeah.
Alright, so you go
Air
to...
Bun?
Hey, come on.
He had great.
Dr. Stranger Air Bun.
He had children, and they played basketball as well.
And football and soccer.
And
football.
And
ball,
yeah.
And talk
volleyball.
Alright, that's fair.
Alright.
Gatok is the half-orc.
Gatok?
Gatok.
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 Yes.
Is it, like, addressing Mr.?
Professor,
okay.
Normally.
Professor Gatok, I'm sure you know. Me and my classmates were journeying into the Fartide Forest here in 2 days. And I wanted to ask you some questions. Basically, are there any rare, beautiful flowers there?
See yourself.
Okay. Just, I pull out a new patch. Check it off. Who can I ask, I wonder? It's becoming very difficult.
You should start with your dog. If you love animals, right? You'd show them
well, has he ever journeyed into...
Who?
Mercury. What do you have?
No, I mean,
well, you would not
dog.
Ask your dog.
Use the dog to relate to the professor. Yeah.
Mercury, do you know anything about this fauna?
You can't talk to him.
Dog hasn't killed you in your sleep.
No, he has not. We have a good relationship.
Mm.
He's coming with me on the journey. It behooves you to help me, therefore helping him.
Sir.
Can I try to persuade him?
Sure.
Okay. This one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 11 plus 5.
Lunas flower.
Lunas flower.
Looks like crystal. Very rare. Okay. Only blooms in areas of great death.
Can you give me a second option?
What flower for?
A girl.
Ah. Yes. Usually woo them with acts of strength.
Me and the dog look at each other.
I imagine the dog cocks his head. You know, like dogs do.
Trophies. Killer vine. Yes.
Professor, you've been a great help. Thank you so much, sir. Can I take the information? I'll write it on my little notepad.
Okay.
How's that lunch?
The dog is like, beside me. All right, so I'm going to make my way back to the cafeteria.
Okay.
I have my good berries, so I'm going to try to make sure I have everything else I need
for this
journey. I mean, anything else I would need for it. So I'm looking. I have the regular explorer's pack, so I know I have backpack, water skin, rope, torches.
Bedrolls.
Bedroll, yeah.
Okay.
Trying what else I would need to journey into this place. If there's any way we can get, like, potions of any sort to help with maybe healing or helping with poison or something like that, you know, antidotes and stuff, if we get an issue.
After lunch, I was going to go talk to my buddy from the cafeteria.
Okay.
And see about getting some food, some rations for our trip, because we're going to be out there for 3 days, see what we can, maybe some cured meats.
I have good bags.
We could have something else, too. Maybe we need something so we can lure an animal. Not all animals want berries.
To be fair, our good compatriot here stabbed himself in the arm with a pencil.
Yeah, dedication. My good berry healed him.
Yeah.
Chef.
You can't.
And they're much lighter.
What?
Chef Onokonoki.
Okay. So I'm going to the cafeteria. What kind of stuff do they have on the menu here?
We can go find out when I go talk to the chef.
Okay, I thought you were there eating right now.
Well, I was eating. Okay. But I mean, they just put out food. They are, you know.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right. While he's doing that, I want to go find, would Professor Sharp be the person who would have...
Antidotes?
Well, maybe antidotes, but also like a sprig of mistletoe and items like that.
You want to talk to Gladys.
Gladys?
You ask Professor Sharp, and he directs you to Gladys, who... we'll get to that in a second.
That's fine.
He tells you where.
Okay.
Okay, so you're at the chef.
Yes. Chef! What's up? Where's your... What's his name? Do you remember the puppy's name? The wolf that he had?
I don't remember.
Where is your doggy?
Fetching ingredients.
Oh, okay. For, like, today's lunch or dinner?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Hey, we are going to be going on a camping trip, okay? A very nice place called Fartide Island.
Forest.
Yes.
You've been there before?
Mm-hmm.
What would you recommend, like, we would take so that me and three other guys would not go starving?
It's not too far of a journey.
Yeah.
So, most things should be fine. Jerky lasts a while and is good. Nuts, always good. Berries. Once you get past the outer rim, you should be able to find many things to eat as well.
Okay. What kind of things could you forage there?
Game. There's berry, not many fruit-giving trees, but many berry bushes.
Anything I should avoid?
There are blackberries with red pips. Do not eat.
Don't eat those. What happens to you?
You start to lose sensation in your body. Until you can no longer control your muscles.
Well, glad I asked.
What can you tell us about some of your experiences at Fartide Forest?
I don't think you're there.
Who's this?
You told me to come with you.
But then you said you're not, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I thought you did. This is my friend. His name is Thane. He's really cool. This is...
What's up?
Onokonoki.
No students in the kitchen.
he is kind of fickle about who gets to be in the kitchen, okay. So you just want to meet me?
Okay, I'll meet you out there.
Out there? Okay. Sorry about that. He's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not like us.
My dog, like, looks at me.
Okay, well,
should use a dog to relate to this man. He has a dog.
is there anything that
here, this is what I take.
Ooh, well, thank you.
He has, like one of those things that people tie to sticks when they're going off on adventures. Yeah?
Yeah.
He has, like, a satchel like that, which he drops. You, like, have on your shoulder.
Uh-huh.
And he throws you like a small piece of jerky, but to you it's huge.
It's like a steak.
This is what I take for a day trip.
All right, well, I'm sure we'll make use of this. I put the bag on my back, put the jerky in my mouth because I can't hold it because I'm holding up the bag. Thank you very much! We'll see you later!
In it are various preserved meats and fruits.
Okay.
Summer sausage. Jerky.
Summer sausage. Little jalapeno peppers in it.
All right, so you want to talk to Gladys?
I suppose.
Okay, so...
I sell Laura my... I'm heading to lunch!
All right, so you haven't been here before. You haven't had any classes with Gladys, but she is the one that brought you into the school.
Okay, she was our guide.
Yeah, she was the guide. Man. So you make your way through several corridors and portals until you find a very dark room. It's almost like a cave. Hmm. In fact, you can hear, like, running water. And inside of it is, like, a hut, almost. There's like wooden walls and things.
Okay.
And...
Hello?
Hey, who's there?
Professor Gladys?
Gladys?
What do you want, Sonny?
Professor Sharp pointed me towards you for preparing for our far tribe. For preparing for our far tide trip. I'm looking for a few items.
Such as?
I would like a few sprigs of mistletoe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some yew leaves. And any kind of stem you have with thorns. Perhaps roses or...
Ah, yes. What do you have for me?
What would you need?
Some blood is fine. Come here.
What?
I was going to offer some meats and berries.
I have a berry.
Come here.
Blood.
Yeah.
Sticks a needle in your arm.
Put your neck over this bowl.
Huh? Can it...
You went by yourself.
Can it be my hand or my arm? Why my neck?
It'll take longer, but fine.
All right. I reach my arm out.
She has a bowl. She looks at it and uses her fingernail to slice it.
Yeah.
She's... long fingernails. She has like long white natty hair.
Yeah. I'm sure the fingernails are sterile.
She has a very long nose. The teeth she has are yellowed. She has warts.
Wait, this is a witch lady? She brought us to the school? All right.
The blood starts to pour. She starts to squeeze.
All right. Do I take damage because of this?
No.
Okay. I was gonna, yeah, eat a berry. What do you need this blood
keep for? Keep bleeding. I'll get your stuff.
All right.
She goes and gets for what you ask. She has like a small bowl.
And a grasshopper's hind leg. Please.
She goes back. You bleed a little longer. I suppose this will have to do. She takes off a barrel, and there's, like, a lot of blood in it. She pours it in, stirs it up, spits in it. Please come again.
All right. May I ask what you're doing with that? Since it was mine?
I like to make things out of clay. It keeps the clay moist. You understand.
All right. Thank you, Professor. Did I get, like, one of each? Did she give me, like, a couple of each things, or...?
She gave you... three of each.
Okay.
You noticed when she was retrieving some of those things. Like, inside of her place, it's this witch's hut, but, like, some of the shelves are way high, and there's no ladders. And to get them, her arms, like, dislocate. And go backwards.
Ugh.
And she climbs up the wall.
Eller like kind of watches him. Just,
we need John Constantine.
He steps back. He steps back. And he runs away.
All right.
I don't like that lady. I'm going to stop back at Professor Sharp real quick. Hopefully he's there.
Okay.
Professor, for the ingredients that you need, how will we know if we're getting the right thing? Like, I'm wanting to get like the idea of, like, if he's asking for mushrooms, like, get the you know, the shiitake mushrooms. How do I know that these are shiitake mushrooms? You know what I mean? Just because I have a list of what
yeah,
I need.
How do we identify things on a list if we don't have...
Are you here now?
Articulate it for you. Articulate it to him.
The list will be detailed.
Okay. That's it. Bye.
Okay.
We didn't ask that earlier.
Kick out the door. Professor!
You ever had a teacher, you go in here, hey, I got this. Like, what? Get out of here. Okay.
You just leave?
Yeah. I am sure Shane has.
I figured it was going to be the same. Well,
usually
like
in the middle class.
The berries that are black and have red pips don't touch.
After a long and uneventful day, you make your way back to your room. You don't see Volkra, even several hours past dark.
You guys seen Vulcan?
Since several hours past dark.
No, we haven't seen him even after several hours past dark, right?
Yes.
When was the last time we saw him? After?
After class.
Day. Beast Spiller? Whatever?
Gut Spiller.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. No, I don't know where he is.
Did it seem like Professor Sharp was bothered by him?
I didn't notice anything.
It seemed like he was interested in him. I wouldn't say bothered.
He just seemed upset.
It seemed like there was something
spaced out.
Yeah, it seemed like there was something going on.
Bothered.
You know, if he's not here, back here for a couple more hours, you can claim that bunk of things that he took from you.
Got a lot of negative words in your vocabulary.
That's some negative happenings in my life.
So, would you like to get to bed? Or is there anything else you want to do before that?
Go look for our
friend. I wanted to browse around and see, like, if I see Vulcan somewhere in this corner. Vulcan, right?
Yeah.
Vulcan.
I'm just saying, like, after hours, like, does the setting change? We have new options, discover new things, like a game, as that works.
Do the settings change?
Like,
I mean,
know, like,
you might go out there and maybe there's that Connie person walking around that you didn't see earlier, or maybe you run across...
That's what I'm wondering.
You might run across the Professor Vish, whatever that
you
met.
You plan for us to have these options.
He fleshed out the story.
He can do whatever he wants. You know? Like, if you do something, he's going to adapt to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's just, yeah, if you want to go out there, just go out there.
So is everyone going out?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the object is to find Volcam for everyone?
Volcam, see where he's at.
Yeah, that's what we want to do.
Okay.
Maybe he needs help.
Maybe there's students walking around.
Maybe he lost his mask.
Maybe so.
Embarrassed.
Yeah.
All right, that was exciting. What's going to happen next? Well, you have to find out next time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Bye-bye, everybody. Mwah.